It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, and welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring the teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the book Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the specialists that you will meet at Balanced Health and Healing Center in San Antonio, Texas. Kay has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, good day to you.
Hello, Scott.
Well, Kay, as you know, we are continuing on in these podcasts. We've done so many podcasts on the topic of nutrition because nutrition is one of these steps that you refer to in your book. And we want to talk today about another step that is part of your book, and that is the step of forgiveness. And I know that you feel that's very, very important. I want to ask you a question, Kay. I want to take you back to September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
On that particular day, a number of men hijacked 4 or 5 airplanes. They flew those airplanes into different buildings on the East Coast. It all resulted in the deaths of thousands of Americans. It was the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil in American history. Kay, do I have to forgive those individuals who carried out that act?
Oh my gosh. Well, I remember that like it was yesterday. And as you're talking about it, I was welling up with tears. How can we not be angry at that? And forgiveness, I will say, is probably the hardest step in my book. I really honestly think that. And it's not easy. So the answer to your question is yes, we do. But it's not something that we do overnight, and we have to continually work at it. And again, it's not easy.
You know, we go through our lives and we are continually, for lack of a better term, we could say we're beaten up by the world. There's individuals in our lives, individuals like the ones I just mentioned who we don't know, people we do know, and they commit certain acts that we are greatly disturbed by. And it's one thing to actually talk about forgiveness, but I think what you are referring to in your book is actually genuinely in the heart and in the soul forgiving people.
Yes.
How do we do that? How are we able to do that? Because it seems to me it's very contrary to our nature to forgive.
Well, you know, I have been through a lot of therapy myself, and I work with others. And, you know, what's hard about that is you try to tell someone who is a child, let's say, I'm going to use this as an example because it's very real and it happens all the time. And a precious little child that has been taken advantage of by their parents in some way, sexually or physically abusive, and that poor child is doesn't know how to respond to that because that's their parent and that's very real. And then when you tell them that when they're an adult, well, you have to forgive, you know, again, I am not a therapist and I think everybody should work with a therapist. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But forgiveness is something that you have to do for yourself, because that forgiveness, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, it's going to eat you up. And I mentioned this in my book, and you know, my grandmother used to say, while you're home crying, they're out dancing. And so all that unforgiveness in your heart just eats you up inside. And a lot of people start presenting with all kinds of health issues and everything else. So it's not about forgetting. I don't think we have to forget what someone has done. And I don't think it's about allowing that person that is a physical or mental or whatever abuse they did back into our lives and just accept them with this big, huge, open heart, knowing what they did to us. But I think it's about letting go and coming to a place where you can have healthy boundaries for yourself, but letting that toxic venom go out of your life so that it doesn't stay inside you anymore and hurt you. It's about canceling the debt, you know, and taking that toxic shame and toxic stuff that someone else has put on us and taking it off and getting rid of it so that you can heal and have a better life.
And I guess we should make clear that when you're talking about forgiveness, you're talking about much more than just the act of picking up a telephone or approaching someone who has hurt you and verbally forgiving them. This is something that's much deeper than just words.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes we can't ever pick up the phone and call that person because what they've done is so bad or we just don't want them in our lives anymore. That's what I'm saying. We don't have to just go accept them back into our lives, but we have to forgive to let it go so that we can find a place in our heart that's not so calloused and bruised and carrying all that baggage that's harming us. So it's canceling the debt enough so that we can heal again. And it's not an overnight thing. You know, I have been working on forgiveness in a lot of ways for years, and every day, you know, something will come up and I think I'm at a good place where I've moved past something, and then I'll get a trigger and something will come back and I have to work through it. And I think it's about owning our feelings and being in touch with our feelings and not stuffing it down, which is what I did forever, is stuff down my feelings, and then they come out physically. And that's why you see a lot of people with anxiety and all kinds of issues, because they're numb to their feelings, because as a child, they had to be an adult. And as a child, we shouldn't have to be an adult. We should have caretakers that take care of us and love us and provide our needs. And there's a lot of people that aren't getting that for one reason or another. You know, even if they haven't been mentally or physically abusive, maybe that parent just wasn't emotionally available because of their traumas they had growing up. And so, you know, this could be such a long show. It's just a lot of stuff. And so what I'm saying is to get to a place where you can work with someone that can help you let go of some of the things that may be staying inside you and making you hurt and sick.
I think that analogy that you use about letting go, or that term, is a very interesting term, because if you take your hand and you clench a fist and you feel that tension in your fist, mm-hmm. that's, I assume what you're referring to is that's how our body is feeling. That's what's going on in our bodies as yes. we hold on to this anger and this unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. This you can feel when you clench your fist, the stress and the tension, and then yes. the letting go when you open your hand up and it's gone.
Well, it's toxic chemical messengers that are playing in our cells every day, that toxicity and that unforgiveness and that anger and that hurt and that pain. And sometimes we don't even realize it's there. But if you can work on letting that go and work with someone and get to a healing place, it's like all of a sudden your symptoms start going away and you're free, and we have joy back in our lives. A lot of times when we're missing joy in our life, it's because of unforgiveness, and we can actually walk outside and enjoy the day and our future and have healthy relationships in our life and not make all these other people in our life accountable for our past.
Mm. All right. We have just really gotten into this topic, and Kay, certainly we can discuss forgiveness more. If you would like to know more about the teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, you can go to her website, which is www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.